We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently mostly cloudy, light rain, and 77 degrees. Woman pleads not guilty in the death of her son. We've got the story.
A hazardous chemical leak closes roads in Andale for a time. I'm Dan O'Neill.
City Council to consider development of downtown Wichita Park. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday we hit 94 for the high in Wichita. How warm do we get today? Our complete forecast is coming up.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider a plan for future development of downtown's Nafsker Park. Council members will talk about a lease agreement to turn 1,500 square feet of public park space into fenced-in dining areas. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
An opportunity to have some dining in Nafsker Park. That's a conversation that surfaced this past weekend because of the new restaurants that are going in over there.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show right here on KNSS. A hazardous chemical leak closed roads in Andale for a time.
It happened Monday afternoon on 246th Street West in front of Fisher Lumber. An anhydrous ammonia tank being pulled by a farmer flipped, and the valve on the tank was broken open, causing some of the gas to escape. Andale Fire Chief Jeremy Whitney tells KSN News the chemicals didn't linger due to weather conditions.
The vapors that were released, but with the weather conditions, with the high winds, the vapors dispersed pretty quickly.
No evacuations had to be ordered. However, people in nearby homes and businesses were asked to stay indoors for a short time. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita woman has pleaded not guilty in the death of her toddler son. 23-year-old Brandy Marchand appeared in court yesterday. A trial date was set for November 12th. Marchand and Patrick Jovanovich are both charged with first-degree murder in the death in April of 2-year-old Zayden Jovanovich. An autopsy report ruling that the child died of dehydration and starvation.
Peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban are on hold, and Afghans are preparing for a new wave of violence. Fox's Jillian Turner with the details.
President Trump announced via Twitter this weekend he'd canceled a tete-a-tete with the Afghan Taliban at Camp David. So now, after nearly 18 years, 2,300 American lives, and $900 billion, some top military brass insist the war in Afghanistan is still worth fighting.
The ill-fated meeting between President Trump and Taliban leadership fell apart after facing resistance from key White House officials, including National Security Advisor John Bolton. Now, Republican and Democratic lawmakers are lining up to denounce the president's decision to schedule the meeting in the first place. Key senators from his own party say the very idea of negotiations should be a non-starter as long as Taliban fighters have American blood on their hands.
President Trump is calling the talks dead.
Vermont Senator and 2020 Democrat presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders holding a rally in Denver yesterday. His message for Congress, passing gun legislation.
Don't tell me that the United States Congress is incapable of standing up to the NRA. And passing the gun safety legislation that the American people are begging them to do.
Congress is back from its summer break. Gun legislation is among the top priorities for lawmakers.
A former local high school teacher has admitted to committing child sex crimes. 35-year-old Sherry Herz has pleaded guilty to attempted unlawful sexual relations. She was a physical education teacher at Campus High School in Hayesville. Sentencing is set for November 13th. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Some Monday Night Football dramatics last night. We do have highlights coming up in sports.
A Florida woman now finds herself banned for life from Disney World in Orlando. We'll tell you why coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. A Northwest Missouri woman who handcuffed an 11-year-old girl to a cage and starved her for more than a year will be sentenced in October after pleading guilty to two counts of kidnapping and two counts of child endangerment. Jennifer Reed of Albany pleaded guilty Friday. Court documents say Reed and Raymond Burks had guardianship of the girl between July of 2017 and July of 2018.
A neighbor of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who admitted attacking the senator, has had his prison sentence vacated by a federal appeals court.
A three-judge panel on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has ordered Rene Boucher to be resentenced. Boucher was sentenced to 30 days in prison after pleading guilty to assaulting Kentucky Republican Rand Paul. The attack happened outside the senator's home in 2017. Boucher says after he became angry over lawn maintenance, prosecutors appealed the 30-day sentence, arguing 21 months was more appropriate. Paul had broken ribs and needed surgery on his lung. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
In Florida, a woman now finds herself banned for life from Disney World in Orlando.
It was a rough day at the park last week for Ellen McMillan of Brandon, Florida. When she asked a taxi driver for a cigarette outside Disney's Hollywood Studios, he said he didn't have one. That's when she started punching him. A Disney security guard and an Orange County Sheriff's deputy got involved, and she kicked the deputy. Now she's charged with battery on an officer and disorderly intoxication. The sheriff says she was slurring her words and smelled like alcohol. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident. Watch out for this one again. Injury traffic accident near K-96 and Webb Road. Motorcycle traffic accident. Watch out for a slowdown in the area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
We're doing well. I'm seeing a little bit of rain here and there and some in Sedgwick County, it looks like. And Ted was saying earlier he was getting a little light sprinkle in his windshield coming into work today. So we have had some sprinkles around the area, huh?
Yeah, and some of us getting a little bit more than a light sprinkle. Unfortunately, one of our reporters, our morning reporter, Amanda Aguilar, got caught out in it. And it's pretty funny, you know, when we get these rain chances, and especially when we're just dealing with some random rain showers, some of them a little bit more intense than others. And there was a decent downpour that even rolled through downtown Wichita here at the station, where we could actually hear the raindrops just kind of hitting our roof and bouncing off our roof. So that kind of tells the story for the day, Steve. We just need to be ready. We need to be prepared for some showers to roll through. There hasn't been any thunder yet, but once we get into the afternoon, I can't rule out some thunder showers. So I want everybody to be ready for that as well. Now, with the wet weather that could be around, it's still going to be a warm and windy day. It's not going to cool us down all that much. 89 for a high today with a south wind at 15 to 25, and then dropping down to only a 10% chance of a shower or storm tonight. So our evening, our overnight, it does look a lot drier as those temperatures only cool down to around 72 degrees. So we're not really dealing with too much of a cool down just yet. Winds only calming down so much during the overnight, getting down to 10 to 20 and still kind of pumping in some moisture and humidity and warmth from the south. 89 for a high tomorrow, so very similar to how it's going to feel, and also with our winds compared to what we'll be dealing with today. Those winds tomorrow are going to be out of the south at 15 to 25. No chance of rain tomorrow, at least during the day. Once we get into the evening and overnight, that's where we'll have to watch out for another chance of a shower or storm, and that's actually going to be the start to another active trend. Once we get into Thursday, what's going to happen is a cold front's going to roll through, and it's going to give us a better chance for some showers and storms, which could be strong to severe once we get into Thursday. So 89 tomorrow, and then dropping down to 85 Thursday, which is actually closer to normal for this time of year. Might have a little bit of rain, kind of continue into the start of our weekend, but otherwise not seeing a washout into our Saturday, and Sunday looks all the way dry, but it is going to get warmer. So things still up and down, and rain chances still kind of spotty across the upcoming, at least the rest of the week. Right now we're at 77 degrees with an overcast sky, still getting a little bit of rain out there, south wind at 13 miles an hour, dew point of 66, so despite some of that rain, still a bit humid out there too. Now visibility is at 10 miles, but if you should get caught in one of those heavier showers, just be ready for a quick drop in visibility.
Well, my home is not far from your studio. I live in Riverside, and I was thinking that Shelly's been asking me, when are we getting some rain? When are we getting some? Maybe we got some this morning. On the other hand,
yeah,
it's so spotty anymore. Could be we got none, and you got a nice shower downtown, you know?
That's true. And when it comes to the entire state, it's really Wichita, the metro. We're actually getting the most rain right now.
Really?
Everybody else is actually looking pretty dry.
Okay. And by the way, that didn't last very long, did it, that shower?
No, because if it did, I guarantee you'd still be able to hear it right now.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
we're just fine on our end, and still need to be on the lookout through today though, because even though I'm not expecting anything severe as we go through the day, kind of like what we just experienced, I can't rule out some heavy downpours, maybe even some gusty winds and small hail with a stronger storm. So hey, just keep an eye out, keep an ear out too.
All right, very good, thanks, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning here at 7:14 on this Tuesday morning, September 10th. And Ted and I we were out at the golf tournament yesterday. We're going to talk about that in a minute. First of all, I want to talk about the Sedgwick County Tag Offices. And Commissioner Lacey Cruz, she's proposing that, Sedgwick County Commissioner, proposing that we put on the tag offices solar panels, erect some solar panels in the... And that way they would be, you know, they would be able to generate their own electricity. This is not unheard of. There have been years of stories that I've been aware of where especially schools have used solar power to, you know, to power up their scoreboards and things like that. But, nobody's mentioned this kind of thing in Sedgwick County for a long, long time. So Lacey Cruz is saying, I saw a soundbite with her on TV, and she's saying basically it's going to, the upfront money is pretty expensive.
Right.
And that's where the preventive.
Only governments have the upfront money to do something
right.
Like this.
And it's going to be years before it actually pays off and their electric bill will get down to zero. And so, you know, I know I've told you about this, Ted. I've seen small solar panels used, like my brother used to use one out in New Mexico to operate his gate to his property. And it's not a lot of power, but it was strong enough that he could come up, thing would swing open. So. That's one use of solar power. And, we hear a lot about, but this is great, but it's renewable, of course, obviously. But it takes apparently a big solar panel or a big, area of solar panels to generate enough heat to do any good. And then in the wintertime, not enough, I guess.
Best of luck.
Yeah. Yeah, the upfront expenses. But we'll see how far Commissioner Cruz gets with the idea. At least it's something to think about. She's coming up with thinking about the future and so forth. That's good. It's 7:15 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. And tell you what, Ted, we're looking at some pretty good weather, I think, for the next few days as this Kansas State Fair continues on into it goes until the 16th, which is 15th or 16th?
Sunday.
15th. Friday. That was Sunday. We got Friday the 13th this week, the unlucky Friday the 13th. I don't believe in that. Do you?
Nope.
Nah, I'm not superstitious. Friday the 13th. Nothing bad's ever happened to me on Friday the 13th yet. But we'll see. All right, 7:16, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward, talking about the Royals took a day off, and they're going to Chicago. Right, Ted?
Yeah.
They're in Chicago today, I guess, huh?
We had back-to-back Monday Night Football last night on the opening week.
Yeah.
It was nice to get a doubleheader on Monday Night Football to close things out. And, boy, the first game was dramatic. High-scoring, very entertaining game in New Orleans between the Saints and the Houston Texans. And, boy, don't leave until that final second ticks off the clock. The Saints trying a 58-yard field goal to finish off the game, win or lose. Ooh, a lot of pressure. You heard it, the big finish last night on Sports Radio KFH.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement, Lux leans into it. Lux has got the distance. Oh! He's got it! Saints win! New Orleans gets the W in the season opener, and Will Lutz is the hero.
Saints 30, Texans 28. So you had a good game to start the night off, with the Saints winning on the last-second field goal. And then the late game last night was in the AFC West division. The Oakland Raiders hosting the Denver Broncos to see who would join the Chargers and the Chiefs at 1-0 in the division. And the Raiders got the job done. Raiders take care of Denver 24-16. And it really wasn't even that close, as Denver scored a late touchdown as the Raiders win their final season opener in Oakland. They're scheduled to move to Las Vegas after this season. So the Raiders and the Saints pick up wins last night on Monday Night Football. We'll talk football tonight on the weekly version of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, talking all things Kansas City Chiefs football with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. He'll be on the air at 6 o'clock tonight, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Of course, the Chiefs are getting ready to visit Oakland coming up on Sunday. In game two of the season, Chiefs are off to a 1-0 start after already picking up a road win at Jacksonville just a couple days ago. Major League Baseball last night, the Houston Astros beat the Oakland Athletics in Houston 15-0. Winning pitcher, former Wichita Wrangler Zach Greinke, six scoreless innings. He's now 15-5 on the season with a 2.99 earned run average. The Astros tied for the best record in the major leagues, and they win their fifth in a row, 15-0 over Oakland. The Kansas City Royals, after a day off, continue their road trip. They'll be on the south side of Chicago for the next 3 days, taking on the White Sox. 7 o'clock tonight, Royals-White Sox, and that is on Sports Radio KFH. And in JUCO volleyball last night, Cowley College wins on the road at Allen County, 3-1. Cowley volleyball team are ranked 11th in the nation. They're unbeaten on the road, and they now have won 4 in a row. And doing well here in the early part of the season. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, make it 7:19. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And coming up, we're going to be, we've got Bryce Limbaugh on the way. Newsweek's gloomy report on the economy. Going to talk about that. That's coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.